As we enter a new year, Vincentians are being urged to take action on food security by growing their own produce and raising poultry. The National Food Security Drive, led by the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture and the Farmer Support Company, has been helping households remain resilient against rising food costs.
Are in the same boat as you in that they also need a more affordable way of life. They also need an ease in their finances and in their food supply. So one advice I will give is to definitely get involved in it, because it turns out you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping the country on a whole. Because if you check around, you will notice that for this Christmas season, eggs didn't reach the $60 and $50 a flat that they normally would have, right? So persons who are now able to benefit from you or us deciding to rear these chickens. I cannot eat all of the eggs that's being supplied daily by my chickens. So you provide to other persons in the country, and they are able to benefit from it. So we help the country as a whole.
The voice of Chanel Samuel Lewis, a participant in the initiative, who told NBC News that backyard gardening and poultry farming helped keep essential foods like eggs and vegetables affordable over the Christmas holidays. The initiative was launched in September 2024 following Hurricane Beryl, which devastated local agriculture and drove up food prices. And Senior Program Officer Alanda Moses emphasized the national benefits of home gardens, urging households to be innovative and use the available resources. She noted that backyard gardening not only supports family nutrition, but strengthens the country's overall food security.
This message is category for households. Don't be afraid to try. And it will not be, it's not always perfect. So we had persons who had really nice poultry dwellings, that's what I would call them. And when I say nice, traditional, as in the typical timber. But others didn't have that means to get that, so they would use the local material, bamboos and other things that they may have had in their yard and so forth. So just basically being innovative, looking at what you have, what resources you have, and how you can use them. We have a wealth of knowledge at our fingertips, and there's always a way to use what we have. So just putting that out there and congratulating who would have done so, and encouraging persons who may be a bit apprehensive that there are other ways to do that and just use your resources.
Senior Program Officer Alanda Moses. Program Analyst Shafiq Sam of the Zero Hunger Trust Fund encouraged more Vincentians to make backyard gardening a mainstream practice, highlighting that value-added activities and local production will form the foundation for future food security initiatives.
The more we own it and the more we mainstream it, the more impactful it is. So for example, like the turkey, there's so much more that we can do, and there's so much more innovation between turkey and different forms of poultry, or even different forms of seed and seedling and agriculture. And so this is just the start, and for us to not be afraid to even grow and produce and try new things as a society, and then also not just to limit the food security as just the initial primary things. Don't be afraid to think about, okay, can I do some rotisserie, can I do value added? This is the start of other things to come. This is the foundation of future interventions.
Program analyst at the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, Shafiq Sam. As Vincentians step into 2026, the message is clear. Taking personal and collective action on food production can help the nation stay resilient, affordable, and secure. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.